Scripture is clear. At the end of the tribulation, Christ will come visibly and personally. And now these who are in this tribulation, who are reading it, let the reader understand. You need to know what's going on. That's what Matthew, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is saying.
Thanks for joining us for this weekend edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. Equipping the Saints is a daily radio outreach from Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And our teacher is Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church. And Greg, the final days of the tribulation are going to be unlike any time we have ever seen in history.
You know, Dave, what we see in Scripture concerning this horrible event is truly like nothing the world has ever seen or will see. Even movies pale in their ability to fully express what those days will be like. Now, as we continue to look at these difficult portions concerning the end times, one key point that we've pointed out and we need to remember is that Jesus is speaking here to the Jews who will be alive during that time in the tribulation. He's not speaking to the church. We will already have been taken out of the way. So listen, not in fear, but in gratitude and humility. Our text is Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 to 22.
Well, thanks, Greg. And if you're new to Equipping the Saints, head over to our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org, to learn more about this ministry and our teacher, Pastor Greg Lundstedt. Our web address is simply etsradio.org. Now, with today's message, here's our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
Flee to the mountains. And what's the condition again? We looked at it in depth last time. We looked at the abomination of desolation. We looked at many passages concerning the Antichrist, the beast, the man of lawlessness, also called the abomination of desolation. When are they to flee? Again, therefore, when you see, because there's going to be great death and carnage, and the end is on the horizon. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, which is spoken of through Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place. Now again, last week we went in depth and we looked at the abomination of desolation, or the Antichrist, or the man of lawlessness. We saw those passages in the book of Daniel that Jesus expects these readers at this time to understand. And we'll see their protection depends upon their understanding of the Word of God. When you see this abomination spoken of by the prophet Daniel, the spokesman for the living God, a prophet, we saw the abomination of desolation. That term speaks of a vile abomination that causes desolation. We saw in the book of Daniel that the abomination of desolation will make a firm covenant or an agreement at the beginning of that last week of years, which ends with Christ's coming. The beginning of that tribulation period, he would make a covenant with Israel. And it appears it has something to do with their safety and also their worshiping. Daniel 9, in the middle, he will cut off their sacrifices in the middle of that last week of years. It is the 70th week of God's plan with Israel. And it begins with this abomination making a firm covenant with them. Yet in the middle of the week, we saw he would cut off the sacrifices. We saw that he would come into the temple and take his stand. That's what Jesus is speaking of here. When you see that happening, when the abomination takes his stand in the temple, you better get out of town. And it's not you better. He is commanding them to leave. We saw at that point in Daniel 11 and 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, you can look those up or go listen to the recording, that at that point, this Antichrist, in the middle of this 7-year tribulation, he's been Israel's friend, but now he turns on them. And we see he declares himself to be God at that point. And if you'll remember, we saw in Revelation chapter 12, the spiritual reality behind this man, this wicked man who would persecute Israel and would kill every single one if he could. Let's turn there, actually. We saw this reality back in Revelation chapter 12. Let's turn there again. It just reminds me of what a blessing we had when we went through the book of Revelation in our study. And most of you understand Revelation now, but if you don't, I think it's fairly clear how it is laid out. We can understand it. It's not a mystery. God has given it to us to understand, to be revealed. If you'll remember when we went through the book of Revelation, you had the introduction, the presentation, ultimately of Christ. And then we had the present things, those things that are, the letters to the churches or the speeches of Christ to the churches. And then we had the things that will be from chapters 5 and on. And we saw in chapters 5 to 11, it was this end judgment time from the picture of those who dwell on the earth. And then we saw from chapters 12 to chapters 20, it is a picture from a different angle concerning Satan, the beast, the false prophet, the harlot of the beast, and the followers of the beast. And then we saw the eternal state. So in chapter 12, there is the introduction of Satan in relationship to Israel and Christ. Revelation 12:1, and a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars, and she was with child. Every Jew would understand that, speaking of Israel, it's metaphorically speaking of Israel, and she was with child. And she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth, and another sign appeared in heaven, behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns. And on his heads were 7 diadems. We know those diadems represent those world empires, those 7 which John speaks of in Revelation chapter 17. And his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Satan has taken away a third of those angels. Those are the demons now. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. He was doing that through Herod to try to destroy Christ. And she gave birth to a male child who is to rule the nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God and to his throne. Notice it's interesting. It's just a summary of Satan's relationship to Israel and to Christ. And then notice it says, and the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared by God so that she might be nourished for 1,260 days. We're looking at 3.5 years. And there was war in heaven, and Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels waged war, and they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown to the earth, and his angels thrown down with him. This is not his initial fall. Satan has access right now to heaven. He is the accuser of the brethren, who accuses day and night. We see him presenting himself before the Lord in the book of Job. He has access, but there will be a day when he is thrown out of heaven. And the timing of that is explained in Revelation 12, where he is thrown out of heaven, him and his angels. And it is in the middle of this last 7-year tribulation, 3.5 years in. And notice what John says in Revelation 12:10. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation, the power, the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them before our God day and night. We're going to be part of that, brother and sister. We're going to be out of here. God will take the church before this time. And this is from heaven, this voice speaking. Praise the Lord. The accuser of our brethren has been cast down. And it says, and they overcame, speaking of the believers, because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony, for they did not love their life even to death. For this reason, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he only has a short time. This is what's going on underneath the abomination of desolation. When Satan is thrown down, we'll see in chapter 13 of Revelation, he gives all his power to the beast. And Jesus is saying to protect these Jewish believers in the tribulation, when you see this event, you need to obey me and you need to flee. And so he says here, and the dragon saw that when he was thrown down to earth, he persecuted what? The woman. This is Israel, who gave birth to the male child. And the 2 wings of a great eagle were given to the woman. We'll see this later. This is God's sovereign protection if they obey him when they flee. And he says here, it was given to the woman in order that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she would be nourished for a time, times and a half a time. That's what Daniel says. That's 3.5 years. It's the last 3.5 years of this 7-year tribulation. And then she'll be nourished from the presence of the serpent And the serpent poured out water like a river from his mouth after the woman so that he might cause her to be swept away with a flood. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened its mouth and drank up the river with which the dragon poured out of his mouth. And the dragon was enraged with the woman and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. That's the spiritual reality behind this Antichrist. And we see now the Antichrist, the beast, introduced in chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 1, and he, and I believe some have it capitalized there, or it's not, I don't think that's the case. It's he, the dragon, not John, the one writing. It's he stood at the sand of the seashore, and I saw the beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads. And on his horns were 10 diadems, and on his heads were blasphemous names. If you weren't here with us last week, we talked about all this 10-horn stuff and all these things. We saw the truth from the book of Daniel, that this would be this empire, in a sense, with 10 kings. We saw it introduced. We see it in Revelation chapter 17. I'm not going to go back into it. It's a lot of scripture. And we see here, and the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and the mouth of a lion. He's talking about those things from Daniel. It is all these wicked empires combined. And he said, and the dragon gave him, notice this, his power and his throne and great authority. In the middle of the last 7 years before Jesus comes, in the middle of that, Satan, having been cast out of heaven finally for good, will give this beast, as we see, this man, it's a number of a man, 666, we see in the end of chapter 13, will give this man all of his power and authority. And he will then, through this man, seek to destroy those who are in Christ. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been slain. His fatal wound was healed. And the whole earth was amazed and followed after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon because he had gave his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to wage war with him? Notice their worship is just declaring things about him. Who is able to do this? Who is able to wage war with him? And there were given to him a mouth speaking arrogant words and blasphemies and authority to act. Notice this. For 42 months was given to him. God is sovereignly protecting the Jews because he has declared that this man, given that authority, he will allow him to have this wicked authority to accomplish his purposes ultimately, but he is sovereignly protecting him. When you see this man standing in the holy place, flee immediately. Chapter 13, verse 6, and he opened his mouth in blasphemies against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is those who dwell in heaven. We are the temple of the living God, and we will be in heaven at that time. And they're blaspheming his tabernacle. And we see here, it was given to him to make war, the beast, we see, with the saints and to overcome them. And authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation was given to him. He didn't have all that in the beginning. He was making deals with people. He was protecting Israel. He made that deal in the beginning. But in the middle, he gets all of Satan's power. And that is why you need to understand the word of God. These tribulation saints, they need to know what Daniel has spoken of. So when they see this happening, they don't hesitate, but they get out of town to that place where we will see has been prepared by God for them, for their sovereign protection from Satan. The Antichrist has been buddy-buddy with the harlot, which is Israel. Israel's been a harlot with the world ever since she's been around. She has not followed the living God wholeheartedly. Just study the Word of God. She will be saved in the end of this time. Romans chapter 11 makes it clear that a deliverer will come from Zion. Christ will come and he will deliver her. They will turn. They will mourn over whom they have pierced. Zechariah, they're going to respond. But Israel, in general, has been a harlot. And the harlot and the beast in Revelation 17 were buddy-buddy for the first 3.5 years. They made a deal. But we see in the end of chapter 17, as we looked at last week, that he will turn his attention in the middle to destroy Israel, and he will use those 10 nations to accomplish his purposes. Back to our passage. Verse 15, for tribulation saints, and by the way, we live in the church age. Christ is coming for the church. John chapter 14, he is preparing a place for where we are that he may take us where he is. That's not here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he's going to take us and we are going to meet those who have fallen asleep in Jesus in the air. We're going to be with him. But on the earth, then this tribulation will happen. And he is warning those who have come to faith in this tribulation time, these Jews. Verse 15, therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation, he is the one at this point that starts off all this massive persecution and killing. This is the point. Therefore, when you see him, which is spoken of the prophet Daniel, standing in the holy place. And Matthew, inspired by the Holy Spirit, gives a command here. Remember, these lets are commands. The reader is to understand. Then those who were in Judea flee to the mountains. And by the way, although Jesus is speaking to his disciples here, he is really speaking to a future generation who would be reading the Word of God. They were not reading the Word of God. They were being spoken to directly. He says here, Matthew, inspired by the Holy Spirit, let the reader understand there will be Jews in the tribulation who have come to faith in Jesus, and they are reading the Word of God, and they are to know it, as we will see, because they're heeding the Word. Their lives depend upon it. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. They've had relative peace. Ezekiel 38, they're living in security. Relative peace. 38 verses 10 and 11. When we went through Ezekiel, we saw that. But then the hearts of these wicked men and the Antichrist will be stirred against the Jews. All of Satan's hatred for Christ will be poured out towards the Jews in the end. This is when wickedness comes to its pinnacle. And we saw, unless those days had been cut short. Look down to verse 21. We see in verse 21, he says, for then there will be a great tribulation such as not occurred since the beginning of the world, nor ever shall. And unless those days had been cut short, no life would have been saved. Everybody would have been slaughtered. It is wickedness at its pinnacle. Satan thrown down to earth, empowering a man to do his wicked bidding. No life would have been left. But he says, but for the sake of the elect, those are the chosen, those are believers, those days shall be cut short. Serious, serious times. Very serious time to obey God's word. All this hatred poured out. There are some who say it's Matthew 24 and 25 was accomplished in 70 AD. We were on vacation and there was this car of this wacky guy on the side. It says Matthew 24, 25 was in 70 AD. And I said, no, that's not true. I just said it to myself. That's not true. Because this tribulation will bring it to its max. And unless it was cut short by Christ's coming, we have not seen that yet. Anyone who tells you that 24 and 25 is accomplished in 70 AD is not telling you the truth. They are either deceived or they are attempting to deceive you. Scripture is clear. At the end of the tribulation, Christ will come personally. We saw it in verses 29 and 30. At the end of the tribulation, he's going to come visibly and personally. And now these who are in this tribulation, who are reading it, let the reader understand. You need to know what's going on. That's what Matthew, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is saying. There will be Jewish believers reading his word, specifically the New Testament. Non-believing Jews don't read the New Testament and obey it. These will be Jewish believers in Jesus Christ who know about Daniel. They know about the Old Testament, and they will be reading this, and they are expected to be reading it. They're expected to know the word of God. Their safety depends upon their knowledge of the word of God. And I find it amazing that he uses this very word here as the part that sparks his protection for them. We saw in chapter 12 of Revelation that God will sovereignly protect the woman. That's Israel. He's going to put her in a place in the wilderness, that mountainy wilderness. He's got a place prepared for her to protect her for how long? 3.5 years, a time times and a half a time. What a gracious God. All hell is breaking loose. And for those who are in his word, they are going to be protected. When they read it and they see that happening, they are to flee. It is extremely important that these Jews obey God's word immediately. If they don't, they are in great peril as Satan is pouring out his great wrath upon Christ and ultimately Jewish believers at this point. And there are other believers. There are others of every nation we see in Revelation who are martyred also. But here, God is sovereignly protecting a group of believers during this time that they would make it through this tribulation, that he would establish, as he has promised, his kingdom, that millennial kingdom, as we see. He is sovereignly doing doing that. But he's doing it through their obedience to his word. And he's also doing it, as we will see in a moment, through their prayer. And those are the amazing things that we see. Now, at this point, Jesus shares two more commands to increase the seriousness for these Jews. Verse 17, let him who is on the housetop not go down. That's really not saying a suggestion. It's an imperative command. Do not go down from your housetop, he says here, to get the things out of your house. In this day, Jewish houses had flat tops and they would sit up there. It was like a patio, basically. And he's saying, don't even go in your house to get your stuff. We saw that parallel statement in Luke. And he says a second command, and let him who is in the field not turn back. Don't turn back to get his cloak. At this point, it is so imperative that you need to get out of there immediately or you will not make it. Flee immediately. If they don't obey the Lord's word, they're going to be slaughtered. If they don't know the Lord's word, woe to you, as we'll see. Those who are just living their lives apart from the knowledge of God's word, woe to them. They are to flee to the mountains. They are to not get their stuff. They are to not turn back. You need to obey God immediately. And we always need to obey God immediately or there are consequences. Delayed obedience is not obedience at all. And here there are the ultimate consequences of their lives, at least, if they don't obey the living God. He is promising to protect them. As we saw in Luke chapter 17. This is a somewhat parallel portion we see in Luke 17. These people are not to turn back. They're not to waste time to even gather their stuff. When you see what you have read about in the book of Daniel, which you understand, you see him in the holy place. This is when he declares himself to be God, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Leave immediately. Leave immediately. All hell literally is about to break out, and you are in supreme danger. Luke chapter 17, verse 22. And he said to the disciples, the day shall come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, look there, look here. Do not go away and do not run after them. For just as the lightning, when it flashes out of one part of the sky, shines to the other part of the sky, so will be the Son of Man in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. It's amazing when you look at the Gospels, you see him, it's the 69th week, all that time, you know, concerning up to Christ, that first coming. Then the next stuff you hear is about his second coming and this tribulation period there, that 70th week ending with his coming. And he says, for just as lightning flashes out of the sky and one part of the sky shines to the other part of the sky, so will be the Son of Man in his day. But he first must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And just as it happened in the days of Noah, so it shall be in the days of the Son of Man. This is the day of the Lord. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were being given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same that happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, they were building. But on the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be the same on the day when the Son of Man is revealed.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. And Greg's message today is from his series in the book of Matthew. And you can hear today's message again by visiting our website. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all of our audio resources are available at no cost to you. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, you said that there will be a day when Satan is thrown out of heaven. I thought that already happened back in Genesis.
Well, you're right, Dave. Satan was cast out of heaven, but he somehow still has access to heaven. And we see that in the book of Job, where Satan is wanting to accuse Job before God and wanting to destroy his life. And that context indicates that he is in heaven at that time.
So while we don't know all the details of what transpired when Satan initially rebelled, we do know in the middle of the tribulation that he will be cast out of heaven permanently, and that will usher in the final days. Now in our next broadcast, we're going to continue our look at the Great Tribulation. I hope you'll make plans to join us then.
As we close today's broadcast, here's an important message from our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
Hi, this is Greg Lundstedt, and it is my great privilege to study and teach the Word of God and to share it with you each day on this radio station. And as you listen, I want to ask you this question. Has equipping the saints been a blessing to you? If so, would you prayerfully consider coming alongside us financially? You see, your financial partnership with us is so appreciated. So on behalf of the team here at Equipping the Saints, we want to praise our Lord and thank you for your prayers and financial support.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, to partner with us, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. Or if you prefer to send a gift online, our web address is etsradio.org. Well, we hope you make plans to join us again right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints.